Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. That's Jerry with a G, part of the English invasion. A couple of years ago. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. Whatever's going on in your small business world, if you're starting, if you got one in your head, you got one on paper, you've got one that you just started, you're growing one, you've already got going and you're growing. It's a mature business and you're operating it, or you're trying to get rid of the one you have. Whatever you got, we got something that will help you with your business there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. We got all the media there, all the different kinds. Multimedia website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to take the poll question, which is part of what I'm going to talk about a little bit today. You know, the first, we're absolutely in the eye of the political conventions. That's what I'm calling today, the eye of the political conventions, because we've got one behind us and we've got one in front of us. It's like if conventions were a hurricane, we'd be in the eye of the hurricane, right? There's not much, we're kind of nothing. We had a big deal before, not much going on right now, and about a big deal's coming up. So let's talk about how these things got started, though. The very first political convention was held in 1766. To nominate a candidate for the governor of Connecticut. Now, it wasn't a presidential thing. It was a local thing. But to nominate a candidate for governor of Connecticut. The first convention to nominate a president, best research I could find, was in 1831. It was held by the Mason Party. And that was a year before the election. So the next year, the Democrats and Republicans held their first conventions, 1832. Since the first one, and for most of America's political history, conventions serve the purpose of selecting a nominee for each party, including many hotly contested and acrimonious events. Because, see, a lot of times these people would show up at the conventions, and the delegates would sort out who's going to run. All the primary, you know, all this business about running for 4 years prior to the election, like we have now, or longer sometimes, that wasn't going on back in those days. The conventions basically sorted out, in many, many cases, who was going to run, especially when there was no incumbent or the other party of the opposite party from the incumbent's party. But things have changed, right? In the last 50 years, let's say, or less. 1968 was a really rough Democrat convention. I'm trying to remember. There was one probably in the 70s with the Republicans that was pretty hotly contested. But for most of the last 50 years, conventions have served very little more than to showcase the incumbents and or the last candidate standing in either party after the primary process. Basically, the primary process worked it all out, and the convention was just a production. What I'm going to call about 99% Hollywood and 1% nominating process. Consequently, with the possibility of virtually no drama or surprises, conventions have become, you know, less of a big deal in America for every generation, you know, the last couple of generations. In fact, where broadcast television networks once practiced what they called gavel-to-gavel coverage. Remember that term, gavel-to-gavel coverage? That was the ABC, NBC, CBS, those guys. They used to cover hours and hours and hours every day, maybe at least three, maybe more hours a day. They'd go on at 6 o'clock, they'd go off at midnight maybe. At the convention, it was a big deal. It took over the week's television programming. There was no programming on television for decades because of the convention on those weeks. But this year, what are the networks doing? 1 hour, 3 days. 1 hour a day for 3 days, both parties. It's not as big a deal, right? Well, we wanted to know what you thought about this. We wanted to know how small business owners felt about watching the conventions this year. So last week we asked about the GOP convention, the Republican convention. We said, how much of the Republican Party convention will you watch? And here's what you told us. 1 in 10 of our respondents said we're not interested in the Romney-Ryan message. They don't want to know about anything about the GOP, about 10%. About 15% said none, the conventions are no longer relevant. And almost a third of our folks said probably just the last night. But the big number, 42% said they're going to watch as much as possible. This week, the Democrats will stage their convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, where the Obama-Biden team will be nominated again, right? It's all been decided. No drama. So our new poll coming up, it's actually available right now, is asks the same question, only we flipped over the parties. So will you watch any of the Democrat Party convention? We want to know what you think. Please go to smallbusinessadvocate.com and tell us your vote. You'll already be able to see how people have voted so far. It's going to be interesting to see the new poll next week and how that compares to the GOP participation. And I'll have a comment on both of those. I'll kind of pull them both together this time next week. So check that out and go to the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Tell us what you think about the survey and answer the survey question about the convention. And then I'll report back to you. Stay tuned for that. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me. Turn around and see you in a crowded place.
Watch for the emotions on a guarded face. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.